Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nice, ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another show, another week, another great topic. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
What's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You already know it's another edition of Real Talk. So, yeah, man, let's get it in.
Man, listen. Let's go, get it. All right, so I have had, like, the week of weeks. I'm telling you, like, when I, let's get in our top five because we had a position change. So let's shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Then we'll get into our weeks.
Yeah, gotta shout out the countries. So yeah, the top five, man. So number five coming in. Shout out to Africa, the motherland, man. I love to see African countries, man, in our top five. So shout out to Kenya. They've been keeping it consistent, man. So everybody that's out there showing the love in Kenya, we appreciate you. Number four like I said, Viking territory, Viking land, you know what I'm saying? I'd be on my Viking shit. So shout out to Sweden, you know what I'm saying? The Northmen of Europe, man, Sweden. Number three, you know, back in the day, it was always beef, man, with the Northmen in this particular country. So shout out to the United Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Sweden and the United Kingdom, you know, going back and forth back in the day. But both of them listening to real talk, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to United Kingdom, England. Number two, you know, our northern, you know, brethren, Canada, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Canada. They're always showing us love, you know what I'm saying, our neighbors up north. And, of course, number one, we got the United States of America, you know, this beautiful country that we live in. So shout out to all the cities out there, you know, listening to us, supporting the show, supporting the movement. And that's our top five.
Thanks so much, Mo. You are so awesome for that. You know, so Canada, they don't do it often, but they have knocked down the UK.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that is true.
To take the lead, you know. So UK, I don't know what y'all doing over there. But, hey, tell a friend and another friend that Canada is gaining momentum, okay?
Mm.
Or some of the listeners dropped. I got to look at the percentage to figure out which one it was. Okay, so I, like I said, guys, I needed that vacation. I said it over and over and over, the vacation that I took. I just came back. It was like when I was going on the vacation, in my head I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. On my way going, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all of these things, you know, that, like, I had started aligning myself when I was on my way out of the state, right? And
yeah.
I have no idea what took over me, but, baby, listen. So, Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale is out on ebook and paperback. Okay,
nice.
That is available on Amazon each way. You can actually pre-order right now Born to Be a Trap Queen rewrite for ebook on Kindle, and you can pre-order Born to Be a Trap Queen 2. They are both available.
Yeah.
Born to Be a Trap Queen, Trap Queen rewrite comes out on June the 18th,
yeah.
And
rewrite.
Born to Be a Trap Queen 2 comes out on June the 25th.
Two. You got them on
right?
Deck, man. That's what's up. Congrats, man. Keep that coming.
Thank
that
you.
Born to Be a Trap Queen.
I kept saying, like, hey, I'm covered.
That seemed like that seemed like that just sounds wrong. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
rewrite too.
Like, when are you coming? We have new promo material, so if you guys are on our social media and you tune in to us, okay, we've all switched the flyer up. It was just kind of like, it wasn't that I wasn't in tune with it. It took me a while this time to shift gears from the house to the next thing because I had so much on my plate. I mean, a lot. And it was me getting myself realigned at home so that I can focus back on the business, you know, like, It has to go in the right way for it to go, right? And so, you know, for the guys that have been listening to us for some time, you know, July of 2019, I got up and, you know, I had moved, October, I moved to Florida. I sold my house and I moved to Florida and I sold the condo and I was just like, you know what, I'm just focused, I'm going to go and I'm not coming back, yada, yada. You know, I just felt like I had made one, you know, I made a crazy decision, yada, yada. So I left and I went to Florida, but I could not find my sauce in Florida,
yeah,
and I tried.
Man, you Atlanta now, man. You switched. You Atlanta. It just didn't even seem right when you was in the Orlando. Just in retrospect, I know that's where you're from, born and raised. But like right now, if I went back to Cleveland, like it would be cool. But it's just not me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like I've kind of grown. You know what I'm saying?
And I've tried several times to like kind of go back, and so really that just be my break to. to get myself realigned, I'm guessing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But when I came back to Georgia in July of 2019, I left everything I owned other than my kids, my car. I brought a laptop and three bags of clothes. And those three bags of clothes had all three of our clothes in it, just three bags. And I had my son's playpen. And I really started over from the beginning. And so I had got into that mode of, like, okay, let's get the house straight. It wasn't any ifs, ands, or buts about it. Oh, I can, you know, I could jump a curve here, you know, skip a line there. No, I sat and I walked it down. So, you know, I'm in a four-bedroom house. I had to furnish a four-bedroom house, and I did that. And then it was, you know, bringing other people in, you know, getting other people situated. And it was just a lot going on with the family, getting everybody clothes, like, back to where they should be. You know what I'm saying? It's just been a beautiful experience. I can't lie, but I can tell you I don't want to ever do it again. I knew I wanted to get new stuff, but I brought stuff this time that I wouldn't see myself saying, okay, well, if I want to get a new living room set, that's one thing. But, you know, quality TVs, quality everything, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to change this out anytime soon. So now that vacation was my reset because I was trying to transition back to the business, but it just seemed so hard for me. Like, I just wasn't ready. It wasn't time. And that six-day vacation that I went on, I came back, hit the ground running. If you guys are familiar with Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, I am S Goddess on Fiverr. And I do. You can actually order tarot readings from me on Fiverr, S Goddess. Let me see. Let me get you all of the information that you need if you want to look me up and... if you want to look me up and get a reading from me from Fiverr, you can. So it's S Goddess. It's S-G-A-W-D-D-E-S-S on Fiverr. You can actually order a tarot reading from me that way. Also, we were celebrating like a small milestone in reference to my YouTube channel. As I said, we started the channel, I started the channel in October, and I said, oh, I'm going to start doing this, but I wasn't ready. So I left the channel up, and then in May, like, Spirit was like, it's time to start focusing on YouTube. So in May, when I went in, I had like two followers on my YouTube channel, so I was like, okay, you know, you have to get your subscribers to a certain number, but I'm also doing something that I love, so it really doesn't, you know, matter. But, of course, you know, with less than a month, I got my subscribers to 200. And it's like I hit the 200 mark, and I'm already at, like, 218. I hit 200 last night. I'm already at 218. So I did a giveaway. I'm giving away two Amazon gift cards for $20 each. And every, like, 300, we'll do another giveaway, 400 a giveaway, 500 a big giveaway, and then 1,000 another big giveaway. So the channel is moving along, you know, great. I really, you know, I can't complain because I take every subscriber, you know, like each one is 1,000, you know, because people don't have to support the channel. So the channel, you know, has grown, you know, thus far. And I'm really appreciative of that, you know. So we were celebrating that as well. So we went out today, had brunch at a very nice place, and, you know, popped open a bottle of Bel Air Lux, the white and gold bottle.
That's
and,
a joint.
I thought you wasn't drinking no more. You fucking alcohol.
It's a joint. You popped it open. You know, I know you were saying you were sitting on it for a minute. So that's what's up.
Yeah.
I was sitting on it. So, you know, celebrated three books dropping. YouTube channel doing pretty dang good. My new partnership with Fiverr. You know, I don't have any complaints right now. So that's just the vibration that I'm in. I absolutely have none.
I've heard a little something about it. It's kind of like a – somebody was telling me about it. What is it for the people out there?
Thank you, bitch.
Fiverr is where you can go and get any type of freelance work, any type of digital freelance work done. No matter what it is, you can go to Fiverr and order it.
Mm. That's what's up. All right. So that's a new wave. All right. Well, my week.
That's how they make it up.
My week is just short and to the point, man. My week is just grinding. That's it. Grinding, hot as fuck. Yeah, summer. And I'm just grinding for July and August, basically, man, because, you know, that's where I can, like, kind of kick back. Of course, July, I'm going back to Cleveland. So much how you just, you know, needed your Orlando to kind of get your batteries, like, reset. I need to do the same thing. So right now, just grind mode. And then August, you know, that's my birthday month. That's my marriage anniversary month. So that's always big. And I got, you know, vacation that I'm working on for that. So June is just grind time. It's hot as fuck. Grinding. And, yeah, so that's my week from last week, and that's my week this week. That's what I'm calling it. So that's that. Smooth on the check-in. What's good?
What up, man? Hey, shit. Just another fucking month. June is the month that starts the multiple birthdays back to back to back. So, yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm just tired. I'm just sure this week. I still mind my business. Stayed away from everybody. I got a phone call from some black lunch. I called it back like a few days later. You know, but other than that, so, you know, I still love you, girl.
Yeah. All right.
Black Lush.
Stop drinking.
So, yeah.
Well, tell the truth.
We're having
a conversation. And I was going over my itinerary for my next vacation with this light-skinned asshole. And then the phone hung up. That's what happened. And it wasn't for me.
Well, I called you back from the house phone, first of all, so I don't hear that shit. Okay? You already know Ant is fucking with a nigga trying to get me to get rid of my black bear, so they just cut my service off periodically anytime they show up. So I called from the house phone. You know what she did? She didn't even answer the phone. She was like, fuck it. Like, really? I took your time out to go downstairs. Pick up the house phone. How many people
pick up
their house phone?
Pick up the house
phone. And I touched my house phone for black. And Black said, fuck you, nigga. Oh, shit, I still love you, though.
Let no. Like play something, I was like, this motherfucker hung up on me.
Hey,
so, at least you know the itinerary. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We got that part out of the way.
Topic. Yeah.
Let me see. I was just going to say something too. But we'll come back to it whenever I remember what I was about to say. Okay. So, you know, we really have been in this whole big topic, right? Because Portia from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. They brought on a new chick to the show. And this chick, she had been on the show maybe twice, right? Not a star of the show, none of that. She's been on the show twice. And Portia, I guess her and her husband were going through a breakup. And so, guess what? Portia started dating her husband.
Oh,
and
remind
everybody's
me,
like...
Which one
Portia?
Is Portia?
Portia is the
Portia Wood.
One
Portia
she's
Williams,
on the Ricky
right?
Smiley Morning Show or something like that.
Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, exactly. Cordell Stewart, ex-wife.
All right, keep going.
Yeah. Somebody you familiar.
Okay. So I guess her, okay, so they had one picture, not even a lot, but they had a picture of them. So the girl was introduced to Portia by Portia's friend. So she wasn't Portia's friend. She was Portia's friend. She seen her, she seen Portia, she met Portia through her friend, okay? So when she met Portia through her friend, boom, they probably hung out twice. So the lady, her name starts with F, not really sure, never seen her. She and her husband were going through it. Her husband stated she was cheating on him, so he was divorcing her. So he started talking to Portia. The whole world got in an uproar, like, wait a minute, Portia, that's your friend. How are you now? And not only are they dating, but they're engaged. After, like, less than 2 months, Portia's engaged. And so they're like, well, how are you engaged to your friend's, you know, ex-husband? How does that work? And so this brings us to the topic for tonight. Like, would you date your friend or associate's, you know, ex-mate? That's the topic for tonight. Now, I know this is going to be some juicy stuff, but let me add this in here. I don't know what Portia got going on and what Portia doing, honey. But, baby, let me tell you something. Portia going to get a ring out of the man. I don't
know. I thought this was interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I'm going to let y'all take the floor, and then I'm going to give my opinion at the end. Now, give me your opinion on the topic itself. Give me your opinion on the topic itself, and then give me your opinion. Would you date one of your friends or associates' ex?
So I'll run it down. This one, you can take it. So first off, like I said, just on my opinion on Portia in this situation. Now, and it's funny too that you brought this up, because I'm going to talk a little bit about reality shows and a world famous chop up. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. But to piggyback on what you just said, I didn't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta this past season. I went into that a couple weeks ago. Why? But my wife was watching it. But the one episode that I did watch was like an episode where this whole situation, I guess, sparked or started. You know what I'm saying? Portia and Portia's friend and the girl invited. Well, the girl invited Portia and Portia's sister, I think, to her house, which is the guy that I guess she's engaged to now. But this guy, I think he's like African dude. You can tell he got some dollars, you know what I'm saying? Dollars looked a little long, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he's a film producer, but he got some oil money, some African money, you know what I'm saying? So it was interesting because he was just chilling, and they was all just chilling in the pool, and he was just cooling out. He had like a glass of wine just watching them. It was just kind of weird in a way. You know what I'm saying? I can tell like something's up here. So now fast forward, and they're like, you know, Portia and this guy is engaged. So my whole thing is this. When it comes to reality shows, it's all about content. It's all about having a storyline. That's how you're going to pop off. And, you know, Portia, you know, has worked her way up through the ranks. You know, Nene, she's not on there no more. She was like one of the first people on there. She was a big name. But now Portia's like, you know, it's like Portia, you got Candy. You know what I'm saying? You know, those are like the big names on there. You got what's the other one? I can't think. Anyway, so it's all about getting your rank up on that show. So that one chick was just, I guess, trying to get on the show as well or whatever. So I kind of look at it like this. Portia's not going to give no fucks about this chick, because once you said, you just said it, like, she's a friend of a friend. And I just think you just got to charge it to the game. It's a raw game, but that's the reality show game. So, like, Portia's looking at it like, you know, all right, I took your dude or whatever, we about to get engaged. But now you on the show. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a storyline. So that's how that shit goes. So that's when you get into these reality shows, you just got to know that come with the territory. So you got to kind of just – you got to watch who you bring around yourself, because it's all about content. So that's first and foremost. All right, so now I'll give you my opinion on just the topic at hand. So once again, tonight's topic is, would you date someone that a friend associate used to be with. So me personally, now when we say date, making her exclusive, my girlfriend or whatever, and once again, hashtag happily married, man, that's a no for me. Like, I ain't about to date. I ain't about to make somebody my you know, or my main line that somebody else had already had. But we talked about this last week. Cut buddy? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You know, yeah, oh, we can be cut buddies. We can, you know, we can smash. We can, you know what I'm saying? We can do all that. But, you know, as far as girlfriend and us being exclusive, no, because I know how you get down. Like, I'm all about pedigree when it comes to it. I'm all about resume and pedigree, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, like, a main line for me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how I get down. But a cut buddy, oh, yeah, we can be cut buddies, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see how that thing is, you know what I'm saying? Because if obviously if somebody's telling me, you know, an associate that I work with and they had already been with the person, they're like, okay, this is how it was. Boom. So I'm like, all right, especially if I'm attracted. You know, once again, hashtag happily married man. But, yeah, that's how I feel about the topic. So, you know, I'll let
man,
you take
I don't
it.
Give a fuck. No, I'm just too blind to look, this is how this works. At the end of the day, I can count on both hands how many virgins I've fucked. Okay. I can count on both
how
hands.
Virgins?
Out of
you
fuck.
Said virgins?
Yes. Virgins.
You didn't have that many?
Virgins.
Virgins.
Yeah, exactly.
I praise you.
Unfortunately,
guy.
You see what I'm saying? It's not like it's a great-ass fucking experience, okay? That's why I like sports. I like sports.
I disagree,
okay?
But
I like,
you go ahead.
I like bitches. That's why I'm talking to you. I like bitches that they ran through. I don't get too flying shit. Just, I don't want no fucking virgin. So that being said, the majority of the bras I fuck with, they didn't already have some dicks in them. Okay? Okay, so if my partner fucked with the bitch, now, see, the whole dating shit, it kind of fucked with me because I ain't never fucked with a bitch as far as dating a bra, you know what I'm saying, making this whole my bitch.
Exclusive.
And,
yeah, exclusive.
And my partner done fucked with her. But at the same time, I don't see me saying no to it. You see what I'm saying? As long as me and my nigga have a fucking understanding. You know, talk about like, see, that's the difference between me and the people I fuck with. We got rules. You see what I'm saying? So we sit down and we be like, all right, nigga, this is what I accept. This is what I don't accept. One of my niggas, that nigga cutthroat. So I already know, without a shadow of a doubt, he going to try to fuck my bitch. You know what I'm saying? So we got to fucking understand it. Like, niggas, if you able to fuck my bitch, dog, you got to hit me up first. That's the rule. Like, nigga, even if you leave a voicemail, like, hey, bro, I'm about to get a little bit depth. All right, nigga, cool. As long as I know beforehand. So it is what it is. Because I let you know, nigga, trick or tie team. Now, if you fuck my bitch, I'm fucking your family. So I'm just letting you know. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody exempt.
Ain't nobody
exempt. real shit. But at the same time, I'm coming out to what's going on with Real Housewives of Atlanta. I haven't watched the shit in years. Matter of fact, I really haven't fucked with it since after my mom passed, you know what I'm saying? But I grew up on Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, guy in, like, you know what I'm talking about, Another World, Jungle of the Rest. It is what it is. Yeah, I grew up in that shit. Dallas, oh, man, look, I fuck with the story until it got gay. Now I don't fuck with it no more.
But I get you.
The storyline that's going on with Portia, because this is reality TV, which means it has
exactly.
A fucking script. The storyline that's going on with Portia has already been done. You see what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. You know? So, I mean, fuck it is what it is.
Charge it to the game.
If it's real, right, if it's real, which I seriously doubt, because this is all about rating and shit. And let's get one thing fucking straight. The only reason why Portia's on the show right now is because she's on the Ricky Smiley show. But
nah, nah, she didn't came up. You haven't
nah,
watched
I ain't done
it. Talking.
Look,
when
I'm talking,
up.
You be quiet.
No,
so that being said, right, the first time Portia was on the show, we got rid of the bitch because guess what? There was no storyline for her. The only reason
exactly.
Why she's on the show, the only reason she's on the show now is because she's fucking with Ricky Smiley. You see what I'm saying? They need some type of attention as far as either be a B-rank, C-rank, D-rank fucking celebrity. Because she's been kicked off the show before. You want to know why? Because they didn't have a storyline for the bitch. So
content.
Guess what? Now she got a fucking storyline. This ain't no different than old girl, the former Miss America. You
Kenya,
see what I'm
yeah. That's why I couldn't think of her name,
right.
Kenya. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Kenya had a whole fucking fake-ass fucking relationship, engagement with a motherfucker who was already engaged to another motherfucker.
Yeah, but then she got married and that shit went left.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. This is a fucking script. You see what I'm saying? It's just been trying to get pregnant. It is what it is. It's called reality TV for a reason. Now, if one of my partners had a bitch and they was chilling or whatnot, and it wound up breaking off, in some kind of way, God decided to play a game on me. You know what I'm saying? And I was dumb enough to choose the bitch, but I said, well, the bitch is dumb enough to choose me, but I don't choose her. I was
about to say something.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, my mouth had slipped up. I said that, like, wait a minute. That's not me. So if God decided to play a joke on me, then, yeah, I, you know what I'm saying? I'd fuck around. Oh, Jesus, I can't believe I'm saying this shit all up. Look, matter of fact, I'm lying. No. Mm-mm. Now,
what happened? Yeah, check game. What happened? What? You was about to say something. You switched it up.
I'm trying to say, like, I'm thinking about it now. Like, don't get me wrong. If we just fucked the bitch in some kind of way, you know, so we wind up getting a relationship, all right, okay, cool. But if the nigga's already in a relationship with the bitch and he fell in love with the bitch, man, that sounds like some B2K type shit right there. Damn. Man, I don't know. I can't be Omarion, nigga. I can't be.
If she chooses, that's
fine. Right. At first, I was like, damn, man, fuck it, it is what it is. I don't fuck with virgins anyway. But then I'm saying to myself, damn, but what if the bitch have a child with the nigga? Then I'm like, I'm stepdaddy. I don't know. Like, I can't see myself selling my dog. Like, nigga, like, hey, Bert, man, your son needs diapers. What? Nigga, stop playing. I ain't playing with you. You know what I'm saying?
But if she get down like that, man, that's the shit, man.
All right, see, that's the problem with being indecisive. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem when you're not confident in your fucking answer. Right now, I'm not confident in that fucking answer. So, you know what I'm saying? When you're not confident in some shit, you always overthink shit. But I'm going to go with my first fucking decision for right now and just say, yeah, whatever. I'll get with the bitch. And, you know.
Yo, Snoop got two songs when he talk about this. Snoop got one song when he say, like, if I hit this, you going to tell on me. If I hit this, you going to tell on me. And then he got another one called, I Wish You Wouldn't Trust Me So Much. You know what I'm saying? Talking about this very shit, what you just said. So, you know, if the chick grind me like that, that's just how
I
am.
But, like, me, I'm
like,
different.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
dude,
different. So, like, for some reason, I don't give a fuck when a nigga fuck, because we all fuck.
Cause,
you know what I'm saying? Which is funny, because, like, if a nigga just fuck the bitch, then a nigga fuck the bitch. And I fuck the bitch.
I ain't trying to be in a relationship, but if she throwing it out,
I mean,
there,
if that happens, it happens. I don't give a fuck. But if a nigga's in a relationship with a bitch, and then, like, now I'm in a relationship with a bitch.
You should be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just some other shit that's going to knock it off.
So
let me get my perspective on it. Y'all is wild and crazy. So let me give
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the bitch. Yeah.
I done got so confused.
Happens so much because people will be like, ooh, you know, everybody's like, ooh, push it dirty, push it this, push it that. But these women doing it left and right. They dealing with the same men, and men dealing with the same exact women. It's happening like that code there. And then if you have a bro code, you automatically become the chick that he gonna hit, but he ain't gonna never claim you, and he ain't gonna let his homie find out, or he don't want his homie to find out. You know, it's like that. But everybody has been doing what they wanted to do. Okay, when it comes to dating somebody that you already knew. Of course, you know, we feel like, okay, this is my friend, it's somebody cool with me. Now, I don't consider Portia this girlfriend. This girl was on the show 2 times. I don't consider them friends. Maybe associates, but not friends. Portia's going to do what she got to do. You know what I'm saying? Portia's going to get to the bag, and that's just hands down. If you don't know that by now, I don't know what to tell you. But Portia's been known for 3 people. Cordell Stewart, she was married to him. Her baby daddy,
God damn
Dennis. You know, he put a ring on it. They just never worked out. They never got married. And then now this one, he put a ring on it. Portia going to pull a ring. I don't care what it is. So, you know, everybody talking about Portia, but she got a whole ring out the deal. Y'all around here sleeping with y'all friend men for nothing. You know, just because you think he love you. So the way that a person treats one person does not mean that they're going to treat the other person the same. So keep that in mind when you out here going out to people that you know, man. If this is my friend, somebody that's up under me 24/7 and, you know, we hanging out, we do everything together, you know my business, and then you go and you mess with my people, somebody that I truly love and truly, you know, was with, we're going to have some problems. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you, that's just on that. Because, you know, I wouldn't do it to you. But keep in mind, you know, if two people were together and they break up and then they get with somebody else that y'all both know, maybe it wasn't for y'all. Maybe that's how the journey aligned, for them to be together instead of you two. So it's a real, you know, iffy subject, right? Very, very iffy. And I was in a situation like that before, right? Let me tell you what happened. Long time ago. So,
story time.
So I was talking to this guy, and we're going to call him, okay, you know, we got to change names.
Bob.
So we're going to call him Bob. So as I'm talking to Bob, me and Bob was together for years, but Bob, like, this was before I was into poly and anything like that, and Bob just wasn't shit, okay? He had a whole bunch of money, but he wasn't shit. And I was young as hell, so Bob really had no point, no reason to talk to me. I was like 18 at the time, 17 or something like that.
Shit.
And,
damn,
you know, Bob was super flashy, you know, whatever,
Bob,
whatever. Everybody know we were together. Boom. Me and Bob broke up, right? And we weren't talking, but we was cool. Now, Bob had a friend named Rob, okay? They were very, very close. Now, I had another associate of mine that was talking to Rob's friend, okay? So Rob and his friend came over to see my associate. So Rob was like, man, listen, I've been wanted you, but this is against the code. And I was like, yeah, I can't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you Bob friend. I mean, very good friend at that, right? Like, they was living together at one point. We both knew it. So we was like, man, we just going to ride and chill. We ain't finna do nothing, right? You know, back in the day, you know, ride around smoking, get something to drink, chill, you know, going to get dropped off. So that's what we did. Okay, Rob came over with his friend again. We had another chill session. So then this time he was like, man, I just want you, man. But you can't tell him.
Oh,
you can't tell Bob what happened. Like, this just between us. Like, we're going to chill and see where it go, but I don't want you to tell him. So he was like, it's probably not going to go nowhere because you used to be his lady. So I'm like, okay, you know, yeah, no, right? Boom, the third time, I was like, okay, let's chill. Now, of course, Rob was flashy too, you know what I'm saying? You know, had money or whatever. So me and Rob just planned on just hooking up one time. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. Me and Rob end up dealing with each other for two whole years. He the one who got me my license, taught me all about the game. I mean, we just, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, I wasn't even that close with Bob. You know what I'm saying? And me and Rob,
yeah,
just
man,
something that was supposed to happen one time, ended up being something like,
nah,
years,
so look,
okay?
Look.
Huh?
But was this a public thing or was this behind closed doors?
No. Anybody that was around me knew what I was dealing with him. But everybody knew the situation of how Bob was, so nobody told Bob. Plenty of people seen me and Rob with each other. But me and Rob with each other. But nobody ever told Bob. You know what I'm saying? So
you can't just be bringing around females around certain fellas like that. Yeah, well, hold on. I just want to say this, too. You can't be – my mom's put me up on this game. Like, she just said – my mother even told me, like, you can't just be bringing – your female around, just your fellas all the time, and then y'all in, like, just little sessions where y'all just drinking and smoking, like, hell no. That's, like, some, you know what I'm saying, something about, unless you on some pimp shit, you know what I'm saying, because, like, it's going to bound to happen, especially when you start to mix intoxicants, you know what I'm saying, that's where the shit come out. You get to drinking, smoking, yo, the vibes just start to be there because the defenses is down. You know what I'm saying? When you're sober, your defense is up. You know what I'm saying? So you're already like, all right, you know, I'm sober. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm already just peeping everything because I'm sober. You know what I'm saying? But once you get a little drinking, you get some smoke in you or whatever, and y'all having a good time, music flowing or whatever, and it's just good vibes. Oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? It's
man,
just,
my sister
you know
can't even
saying?
Make another nigga a plate. You know what
exactly.
Listen, my dad like, come to my house
and then it's
hungry,
starting to be
boy.
Some alpha
he gotta
shit.
The whole plate,
look, look, check it.
Yeah,
I'll be watching Animal Planet, man. This shit is so true.
Y'all
yeah,
just
human,
took over my story again.
Dynamic. But I'm just saying, because I'm just saying.
Oh, hold on,
okay,
hold on.
Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
Listen, little center.
Go ahead. I'm just telling you how good it is. Go ahead.
So everybody knew about me and Rob, but they knew how Bob was, so nobody told Bob, right? So here me being me, Bob had came back around and was just like, you know, man, you know, life has been so hard. I miss you so much. And I miss you so much, and, you know, yada, yada. So I felt bad because I'm like, there's no way that I can go back and see your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you've been X'd out. This is not like, this is not a situation where, you know, me and Rob just chilled. Me and Rob done established a whole freaking life, you know what I'm saying, together now.
Bob never knew,
and Rob really worked hard for him to never find out, right? Because Rob knew how he was. So I, right, me being me, I was like, well, look, I got something I got to tell you. Because it was really weighing on my heart. I ain't going to lie. I'm not the type of person to do this.
Like
I can't,
chose Rob.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bob,
I can't really
Bob.
Just
Bob.
Move sideways, right? But I was, but the whole time I was asking Rob the whole time, when are you going to tell Bob? He kept saying, I'm going to tell him, but he really had no intentions on telling him. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I just know that if he ever find out, I would prefer him to find out for me because me being his homeboy. That's a cold. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, I'm not going to tell him how long that we've been dealing with each other. I'm just going to tell him that I see you and I slept with you, but we're going to get there. So we had went 2 years. You still hadn't told this man nothing. And I'm talking about 2 years of me seeing you every single week. You know what I'm saying? Multiple times a week, spending the night together, like, you know, a whole life. So I was like, Bob, I got something to tell you. And I told him. And he was like, what? So he was like, he just went off. Man, you nasty bitch, da-da-da-da-da-da. And him, fuck him too. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore, blah, blah, blah. Boom. So it went on to this thing where, you know, him, Rob and Bob got into it, like, big. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they was all, you know, hustling, getting paper together. Bob's connect for the work was also Rob's connect for the work.
Ooh.
And
oh, shit.
Bob would be the
queen.
One
okay.
to go
Born
and
to
get it,
queen.
Right? And then, you know what I'm saying, and Rob would make sure, you know, like you know what I'm saying, all of his stuff was there, whatever. So Bob cut him off, so now you can't get no work, you know what I'm saying, and they ain't talking about, these aren't little boys, this is big boys, right?
Bob was the
you
plug.
Can't get no work, so he had to find a completely new plug. Then he started going after all of Rob. Bob started going after all of Rob's friends that exes that he knew he really liked. He started going after all of them, trying to sleep with all of them, talking bad about them, whatever. So for me, it was just like, you know, he was like, oh, anybody that I see that you know, I'm telling you, I'm hitting them. That's just what it is. None of my people was going for him, or at least they wasn't telling me, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they was going. But from my understanding, he wasn't having any success, right? So here's what happened. Years and years and years and years down the line, this man had so much resentment for me in his heart that he went and he started talking to somebody very close to me. And I just for the sake of the story, this is all I can say. And so when everybody came and was like, you know, such and such talking to Bob. And so I never got a chance to go meet up with such and such, but something in my heart was like, that's not like them, because I know them. You know what I'm saying? Huh? So he was talking all this shit about me to this person that's very, very close to me. But I never said nothing to the person because I wasn't there and I didn't have time to. Well, really, the person that was close to me had already heard how he was talking shit about me in the street. So she got close to him, act like they was together, got some money out of him, and then set him up with the feds so her old man could come home. So that was her. She was like, shit, he was a sacrifice. She was like, she was like, he's still holding on to that bullshit from years ago. You know, whatever she called me, she was like, I took one for the team. And that's just what it is. And what she was saying, he was saying, I know she wouldn't lie, because that's his same spin. She was like, this man just really hated you. And when he kept trying to talk to me, I was like, you trying to talk to me to get back at her, so I'm going to show you. She was like, shit, I needed my man home. So she's already still going to this day. So that was like, and this happened when I was like, 18-ish, like, you know what I'm saying? Like between 18 and 19, this is when the whole thing happened, right? She just did this to him like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and she was like, look, if he's still holding on to that much hurt, she said, I already knew. I knew it. He knew he was out of pocket for trying to holler at me. So she said, I did what I had to do. Not only, shit, bitch, you finna pay for keeping my people name in your mouth, but I got my man. So, you know, it was a win-win for everybody. I was like, I said, you know what? She's like, I told her, I said, when they told me you were talking to him, I was like, that don't sound right. She said, well, you already know. And I knew. So it's one of those things that this man has so much hate and resentment, and me and him wasn't even together when me and Rob started talking.
Bob got to
But he resented me for the rest of his life, and that's why I would never do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I do that just because of the downward spiral that it caused, then I'm really trying to hurt you, right? I done been mad at a baby daddy and was like, okay, bitch, you going to try me? All right, I'm going to go holler at your homeboy. But I never fell through with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, that shit is dangerous. So I would, like, that taught me a lot, because now this man gone away, and he could possibly be gone for a long time. You feel me? All behind your resentment that you had for me, that you hated me all of these years for all of this damn time. And it is what it is, right? So, that's what the hell we at with it. I would not do it because I don't have the heart to do it. But plenty of people do it. But Portia was not this girl's friend. She seen her 2 times. Your husband was leaving you. Hey, get in where you fit in. That's all I say. So I agree with Portia.
Looking at this dude. Portia was looking at this dude.
And Black violated the game on that one.
She violated the game.
Black violated the game. For one, she got in the middle of man business. You see what I'm saying?
She got
you're not a fucking man, so you.
But I didn't know that he was. I didn't know all of that was going on.
No, at the end of the day, you got in the middle of man business.
What you mean?
That was your place to fuck around and tell him that shit, and you knew that. You see what I'm saying? Men know how men act, and men know how we supposed to approach shit. It don't matter if a motherfucker wait 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. By you fucking around, you violating, you hopping in mad business. So, this motherfucker lost the plug. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
The other nigga probably put a hit out on the motherfucker.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
look,
you don't get in the middle of mad business. Period. I know the type of niggas I fuck with. So, at the end of the day, Rob, don't get me wrong, Rob fucked around. Both of y'all was down bad for hiding shit from the nigga. You see what I'm saying? If y'all was just on fuck, y'all should have just fucked and let it go. But by y'all actually keeping that shit going on for 2 fucking years, and this nigga not telling his nigga, he ain't tell the nigga for a reason. You took it upon yourself to tell the nigga because you like, man, I don't feel good about this. Yeah, your fucking feelings got everybody fucked up. Because
you know
it was in your
though.
Fucking place. It's never,
Yo,
your, Rob, never, Rob it's never a broad Rob place. It's never a broad place to get in the middle of man business. I don't give
he
a should have
put that energy towards
on.
Something else.
Now let me say this. Because
love,
at the end of the day,
if
you try to defend a decision of a female getting involved in man business, then you out of pocket too, nigga.
Nah.
Plain and simple. A broad don't never get in the middle of man business. Just like a nigga don't get in the middle of female business. You see what I'm saying? When a nigga get in the middle of female business, he a hoe. When a broad get in the middle of man business, she out of fucking pocket.
She just said what was going on. She told
him
what was going on.
It's not her place. It's not her place. You see what I'm saying? And then guess what the fuck happened after that? This nigga going to jail. The other motherfucker lost the fucking plug. It could have got to a gunfight, nigga.
Yeah, that's how that shit goes. So that's why you got to move a certain way.
Which means what? She stayed the fuck
what
out.
What you mean?
Many
nah,
of niggas, many of niggas
know.
Got killed because the broad decided to open up a fucking
exactly,
mouth before
but that's
it was
why
time.
You can't get your feelings all hurt like that. Bob got his feelings hurt, and it was Saudi. You know what I'm saying? Bob should have just knew, like, that's the shit go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I forgot I'm talking to you right now. All right, keep
nah,
on.
What I'm trying to say is this. I mean, look,
what you
that shit come with the game. Like,
out of pocket or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Was she out of pocket? Yes or no? That's all I want to hear.
Like out of pocket?
Was she out of pocket? Yes or no?
She just told me.
Forget the middle of man business. Yes or no?
That's her. Look, if black want to say what she was doing
yes
to
no.
do, like, that's.
Nah,
I don't think
nigga, if you think
anymore.
Like that, boy, you done got many motherfuckers killed too. And black know better. Black can sit down right
that?
Now and tell you know better.
You got to cover all bases. I can't be thinking for what you're going to
do.
Bases. I only can think
ain't
for what
all bases
I'm going to do.
In this.
If you think
at
you can think
day,
how
black know
people
better?
Think, bro, you're going to be down bad like what you're talking about.
All right.
The chick will set you the fuck
black.
Up. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm thinking for myself.
What happens when a dude get involved in female business? Is that nigga not out of pocket for getting involved in female business? Yes or no?
Female business. She just said what it was.
Yes, and I was out of pocket. Like that's like I knew. I didn't know better then, but I knew better later on, because Rob, like I said, Rob taught me a lot about life in general, and I am the way I am. I'm so brutally honest because of him. Like, I can attribute a lot to what I know. I told you the streets raised me. The men in the streets raised me and fought me and taught me how to get money and how to make money, et cetera, et cetera. And he explained to me. He said, you out of pocket. He's like, you know, I really don't care about the connect. He said, but if that's my friend, you should have gave me time. I know you got tired. He said, but you should at least came and talked to me before you felt like you wanted to talk to him.
Look,
because that's
Rob,
my place.
Rob knew what he
you
was
out of pocket.
To,
you getting in the middle of our business, and I got to deal with him.
Live black street, nigga.
Okay.
Live black street.
I'm just...
Because you're teaching yourself. So you trying
to he said, now I
got
to deal with him. He said, so if anything, we could have sat down together, but it was not your place to go talk to him by yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how, it's not how we planned. This is not what we planned on doing. Now, granted, me and Rob still continued to deal with each for years after that. We went for years. I mean, we went for like 5-6 years, like consistent 5-6 years of dealing with each other. But, of course, you know what I'm saying? The same shit happened, and, you know,
yeah.
Rob and I were never – here's the downfall to that as well. After 6 years and we went through so much, Rob would never give me the chance to be in that number one spot because of how we met, how we got down.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's
so much,
many
so
variables
much,
to that, and he
this.
Was such a real nigga. He cut
let
checks, he gave me money, he did all of this, but –
fact.
He was like, no,
I
just, you know, I just can't do it. It's just, I just
fact,
can't.
He mad
and I
terms.
Couldn't do nothing
he
but be mad at
terms.
Myself for giving him
that's
6 years of my life, you know what I'm saying, and not
life.
Getting anything that I felt of substance
life.
Out of it. Because right, the money,
so look,
I got
it,
my own
it,
money
it.
Back then.
Let
and
me just
still
say this.
Do, but
let me just say this, Black. Let me just say this, Black, real quick. To Smooth, if I met Black on those terms, I'm just saying, like, look, what I'm just saying, I always talk about this, terms. So if I met Black on terms, if I knew that she was, I'm just saying, nothing against you, Black, but this is a hunt. We keep it in the book. You just said it. You just admitted it. If I met Black and I know she was dealing with this dude, well, my dude, and then she started messing with me, I'm just saying, like, so what's the difference? Like, she could do that to me. So I know how this particular female, our relationship got, you know, is going to go. Which means that's why that dude, and Black just admitted it, he said that he would never put Black in that number one position because he didn't meet, like, he met her in a shifty kind of way. So that's how it is. So I learned the game on this. Like, if you're looking for the chronic
what
album,
does that
right?
statement have to do with you trying to defend the undefensible? Like, nigga, this all this goes back to you trying to defend her being out of pocket.
Go ahead. Go.
I don't give a fuck about that other shit.
Wait, hold on. Say that. So wait, hold on. What has you got such a big thing about? What?
Clarify it again. So I just want to make sure I understand.
When you open up your mouth trying to defend Black for being out of pocket, and then you want to try to make another thing come over. This is what I'm talking about right here. Like, no.
Look, I'm not defending her. I'm just saying it is what it is. I'm not defending her. It is what it is. If you mess, you can't. You can't. I mean, you can control a female, but only for so much. You know what I'm saying? You can try to influence her to do what you want her to do, but at the end of the day, she's still her own person. So I ain't God. I can't just make her do this. Like, if that's how she felt, that she was dealing with this dude from jump, and she felt in her spirit that, look, this ain't right. I'm gonna tell this dude, because are you gonna tell him? He said, Black said that the dude was like, I'm gonna tell him. But they kept going on, and she wasn't telling him. So she got tired of playing games with the original dude, thinking that everything was all good. So she was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep it a buck. Like, I've been messing with this dude, and then now this dude, he a sucker for love type dude, and now he let the emotions get all and he let the emotions get fucking up his
Black,
business.
You hear this?
Now, yeah,
Black,
I hope
you hear
she
this?
Hear this. I hope she hear this. Mm-hmm. You should be hearing this. I'm putting you on some G. This is free game right here. So
yeah,
he let the emotion.
Hey,
I'll put you on some
your
G.
Hand right now.
He let,
and it's,
he
it's
let
very,
the emotion mess up his business. And now where he's at. Read the 48 Laws of Power. Where's Bob at? Where's Bob at right now? Because he fucked
in
up.
Jail.
He can't blame that on Black. He fucked up. So that's what you need to know, Smooth. Come on, bro. Like, I know this G. I know this game shit, bro. Like, for real.
No.
So that's
Miles,
what it is.
Go and put them cards back in the deck,
right,
man.
Who's in jail right now?
Go and put them cards back in the deck, man.
That's just what it is.
Hey, man, playing the 2020 version of Uno.
Okay.
You writing the whole rules on the motherfucking card and shit right now.
He let the emotions get the better of him.
I'm hurt.
In jail, unfortunately. That's what it is.
Yeah, that part of that fucking game.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say.
We talking about the other potential ramifications.
He let his emotions.
That's what we talking about. Nah, nigga, we talking about the violation.
He violated himself.
But that's what happened, and that's why I will never do it. So.
I like awesome talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
Word up. So, any closing statements before we get into the world famous shout out? This was like a fun
like
topic.
Like,
this got that.
Yeah, so the bottom line is, that was not Porsche friend. That man is doing what he's doing. And, you know, like, the man has been dropping receipts even today of the wife cheating on him. So, yeah, she cheated on him. So he did what he had to do by, you know, getting engaged to Porsche. But, the wife was cheating. So that's the part that she didn't come out with. She just was, he cheated on me, that we were married. Of course, you know, this lady was cheating on him. Look at him and look at the lady. The lady was after him for his money. So, baby, the same thing you was doing to him, that's karma. Whatever energy you put out is what you get back. She was after him for his money, got that ring. Guess what? He moved on to another motherfucker that look better than you. That's after his money, too. That's the thing. It's going to always be those type of women. So she lost him the same way she got him.
Facts. That's it. You got to know what you're dealing with. You got to know the situation. That's it. So long story short. So awesome topic, Black. I thought that like really got the conversation going. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for that. So now with that being said, this is, you know, for anybody out there listening, first time to the show, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So really quickly, before I get into the world famous chop up, Black, was there anything that you was like tripping on this past week that you was like, you know what, I want to kind of chop it up about that? Offhand
about what?
I was saying, was there anything that you know, this past week that you know, was tripping on it, you was like, you know what, I want to chop it up about that before I get into the real thing shop.
God, man, this week, I really didn't see any news that was worth me giving it my
attention.
My attention this week. I was so busy.
Okay.
I'm like, nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, you know.
Okay. All right. So with that being the case, so we were just talking about reality shows, right?
Damn, them false emails ain't hit no good. No, I'm tripping. Y'all niggas don't want to know.
No, man. What happened? What?
I'm talking about the fucking Dr. Fauci emails that
Oh, yeah. So
that they had exposed
so,
due to the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, all right, so look, yeah, Smooth, put me on, because, you know, I don't watch the news. Dr. Fauci, like, I know he was, you know, he was with Trump for a second, you know, when the whole COVID shit dropped off. But I know it's been controversial because, you know, I guess there's rumors has it that he was kind of, I don't know, saying certain things and maybe creating a narrative. Okay. So let's talk about it. What's up? What happened?
Everybody remember when we first started talking about this COVID-19 shit and how even the WHO, all the fucking doctors and scientists were saying that the mask don't work. You know what I'm saying? There's no possible way for any fucking mask to actually filter out the COVID-19 bug because it's so damn small. You see what I'm saying? And that's true. And in the emails with Dr. Fauci, the motherfucker kept exposing his hands that it was true. Now, of course, you know, a fucking mask is good for if somebody got a cough or a cold or some shit, the water droplets would stay within the fucking mask and all this other good shit, right? Well, comes to find out, the NIH that Dr. Fauci was working for was the same fucking company that was bankrolling the lab in Wuhan where the fucking COVID-19 was being engineered. You see what I'm saying?
Shit.
So
get the hell out of here.
When they was talking about it, see, the thing is, it's like every time, just because you don't like somebody, right, doesn't mean you go against what the fuck they say just because they said it. So when the motherfucker said, man, the shit was developed in a lab or was engineered in a lab, depending on who said it, they go against it. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to go with this motherfucker say. But Dr. Fauci was concerned about the research that was being done in the Wuhan lab because his company was bankrolling.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Come to find out, it seemed like he was a figurehead then, basically.
Well, no, he wasn't a figurehead, but he was involved. You see what I'm saying? Like, regardless of the fact, this is how this works. If you have a company and your workers start fucking up, right, who's the first person to get fired if the fuck-up becomes
the person?
You see what I'm saying?
The person in charge of it, right? How would they?
Right, exactly. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if you ain't got nothing personally to do with it, by you being a figurehead, we got to chop your fucking head off.
Yeah, because you was overseeing everything. It's fucked up.
Right,
you
see what I'm saying?
Basically.
Well, you're supposed to be you were supposed to be abreast of everything that's going on. So when it comes down to Dr. Fauci and all this other bullshit, his emails expose his hand as far as, you know what I'm saying, trying to push the narrative of the fucking mask working, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, in the beginning, nigga said, well, if the shit don't work. But then it was like, well, nigga, that's what you said in the beginning. Well, I only said that. Well, technically, I lied because I didn't want everybody to rush out and buy the mask because the masks are needed for, you know what I'm saying, the first responders. All right, okay, cool. But then the emails say something totally different. You know what I'm talking about? And then you're more concerned about what the fuck's going on in Wuhan and shit like that. So, like, yeah, nigga
told
them
people was
all
pissed when Trump started distancing himself from Fauci when they, I guess, apparently fell out or whatever the case may be, and then Trump, you know, wanted some other information.
Well,
there wasn't Fauci.
Cause like at the end of the day, Trump was on some, man, this shit was made in fucking China, lab work. Fauci was on some shit like, nah, we can't go with that narrative because then that shit gonna go back to my fucking company. So that's where, you know what I'm saying, the conflict of interest came into play with that.
Yep. And then that's why they parted ways. You know,
so like now it comes down to you have all these many different variations. You have all these different mutations because it keeps hopping from one class of people to another class, you know, everybody is genetically different. So like now this shit is just like, what was the outbreak monkey? You remember the outbreak monkey? the fucking movie with the original disease and shit, and they can cure that, but then the bitch mutated.
Who was something else?
Movie?
Yeah, right. It just evolved.
Right.
So who knows, man? But this shit, you know, But you know what? At the same time, man, like I said, to me, I don't know. When it smoked, it was fire. It was something. It was definitely created in China or whatever the case may be. And
it was engineered. See, that's the thing. It was created in China. It was in creating this time because this particular program had been going on. The United States has been bankrolling these programs for years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it was even a science.
We were talking about we would take the virus. We engineered the virus to be stronger than what it is. Now, when Obama found out about it, Obama shut that shit down. I give him that shit. Like, man, hold up. Wait a minute. Bam, we're going to shut this shit down. When Trump came in office, Trump didn't like Obama. So everything that fucking Obama did, Trump reversed the shit. It just don't happen at this particular time. He reversed the fucking decision to not bankroll these motherfuckers from engineering the motherfucking virus. So that's why I made the statement, just because you don't like a motherfucker, that goes both ways. That goes for the shit Trump saying nobody respects the shit, and that shit goes for what Obama did, and you like, man, fuck that motherfucker too.
Yeah.
So each side was wrong.
Yeah.
Just
but
because
what I'm saying
they prejudice other individuals.
Yeah, but that too. But then it just seemed like, you know, just from the outside looking in, and this is just me. This is my intuition. It's just like this was like the perfect storm once again to get Trump out of office, man. Like this was like the straw that broke the back or whatever the case may be, because this you finally have something you can really kind of lean on. The shit is so crazy. We never seen nothing like this. Everybody gotta wear masks and. We need to go in a different direction, and now the direction has turned. Trump's out of office, and now, all right, now let's get back to normal. It's just, you know, it's all complicated, man, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So who the fuck knows? I guess we got about another year of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, there's three different vaccines, you know what I'm saying, and then I just see that we got like a whole another year of this mask and all this other stuff, but you know, businesses and everything is starting to, you know, everything's got to come back. And, you know, I just think it was some type of, I don't want to say new world order because that's some religious stuff, but it was some type of shift that this created to get us into where we're about to go, you know, in the next 10 years, you know what I'm saying? As far as technology and all this other shit, it was definitely a method to all of this that's going on. I can't put my finger on it totally, but I can kind of just see it without seeing it, if that makes sense. So that's that. So switching gears. All right, so we was talking about reality TV shows, right? So we talked about Real Housewives of Atlanta. So one reality TV show that me and my wife truly is happy that's back, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's like our guilty pleasure. Shout out to Black Ink Crew, you know what I'm saying? So Black Ink Crew New York is back. And I didn't even know, man. That shit like crept up on me. I think my wife saw it on like Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, but they're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, apparently it's been back since April. So that was dope because I just, you know, I've been on my Vikings
April.
And all this other shit I've been watching.
May, Flavor. It ain't been April. It's been May.
Oh, so since May, yeah, right? So
yeah, it's been this May. It's been this, oh, yeah, May.
Since May, right? So, yeah, so we, you know, it's been like seven, eight episodes, you know what I'm saying? So we just started watching it like a couple nights ago. So that was kind of cool, man, because we finally felt like that. All right, this is some shit we would do before COVID. So it kind of just, you know, gave us some kind of
yeah.
Like,
old boy was dirty for robbing the motherfuckers, man.
Oh, so you watching it now. Wait, hold on. So you before you never talked about it. So you watching it now. You rocking with it. Because you just said.
No,
it's
not now. I was fucking with Black Ink Crew off the strength of my mom. So, like, my DVR, let me put it like this. My DVR still records Black Ink Crew, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Everything that I had to watch with my mom, you dig? My DVR still records.
Oh, that's dope.
So,
man. So you and your mother used to watch
reality
shows.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, you know, yeah, man, shout out to that, man. That's cool. Well, that's how me and my wife is. We on the same stuff. So, yeah, so that's crazy. So, yeah, it was back. So you mentioned, I don't want to, you know, I guess, spoiler for anybody that hasn't watched. But so close your ears. But anyway, if you're watching it, it's a reality TV show. So, you know, you know it in the first, like, episode. But anyway, Walk. Come on, man. I can't believe Walt would go out like that, man. Like, granted, I'm only on episode 3 right now, so episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, Walt been like that, man.
Yeah, Mike.
Walt been like
you've
that.
You've been
man,
down since day one. How you going to do some stupid shit like that? Like, you just betraying.
No, but Walt always
trust.
Had financial problems. Yeah, you think, but ever since the first season, Walt always had financial problems.
To
and
jeopardize,
they like, how the fuck is this motherfucker getting by with all these financial problems? Shit, because you're still in money.
Yeah, that's true. True. And me and my wife was like, damn, this dude stayed with a nice, like, a vintage polo B. He stayed with the vintage polo B. Every time we see him, like, damn, man, like, you know, you stay. Like, money's going somewhere. I guess it's vintage polo pieces and I don't know whatever the fuck else, man. But anyway, yeah, that's just
bring
crazy.
Back,
yeah, I don't know. But trust,
they gonna
I'm
bring
senior,
back.
I can't trust so
like
you,
if you,
dude. You're going to be the receptionist.
If you think about it, they
you
always
hold
this
no money.
Fight. You feel what I'm saying? It might take a few years, but they're going to bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, you
think
know,
about
I mean,
it. Like, right now, how many times Caesar and old boy got in a fight over that fucking chicken? That chicken wing, you see
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Puma, yeah,
them
Puma,
niggas
Puma,
that
Puma,
walk
yeah.
For, yeah,
oh,
them
shit.
Niggas that
so,
walk
yeah.
For years. For years. Sure. I'm talking about motherfuckers try to take each other out of business. You
yeah.
See what I'm saying?
But
Puma
at the end of the day, though, he but
they
the
all
Puma was bringing something to the table. Puma helped them open up the Brooklyn shop. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what ain't really bringing nothing to the table. He's expendable.
But Walt has always been there, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good story.
Walt was always
there. We talked about
you
content.
Like, that ain't no different than
our
old shit.
Yeah.
That ain't no different than old shit. It's just a matter of time for old
yeah.
Shit to come back.
I mean, we'll see.
So like,
we'll see.
Family
but I
family.
Know.
Our family always fuck over you. Family will fuck
yeah,
over geez. You before anybody else. And you always take
yeah.
Them back.
That's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we just watching this.
You
know, like, how you
going to take your ass back? Nigga, I hope good.
How you gonna,
fuck y'all.
Exactly. How you going to go out like that, though, man? That was crazy. So, anyway, yeah, but it's good, man. So, like, if nothing else, like you like talked about, man, it's content. So first couple episodes, like he's definitely the storyline because nobody can believe.
But I don't watch the episode. You see what I'm saying? I watch like a little bit of the shit, then I delete the shit. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
okay.
The same thing with Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't watch it. I just automatically
okay.
Delete the shit, but it's still on my DVR.
I got you. Well, I watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we fucks with it. But so that's that. You know what I'm saying? So let me see. What else? So right now I want to see what you're doing, how you feel about this too, Smooth. So I don't know if you're going to watch it later after this, you know, after we done here, but we got Mayweather versus Logan Paul tonight. It's about to probably go like half an hour to an hour probably. Probably start, you know, next hour or so. So, so Mayweather is fighting his YouTuber is already on. But I'm saying I don't think but probably, you know, it ain't getting up to his, you know, they probably got some, like, undercards or whatever the fuck they going to do before they start. Yeah, here's the rules for tonight's fight. So Mayweather versus Logan Paul. Logan Paul is a YouTube guy. Him and his brother has been, I guess, YouTube fight sensations. I don't really rock with YouTube like that, but they're popular from what I see. Especially his brother, you know, his brother been knocking dudes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, ain't no worthy boxers, but... You know, we all know what happened to what's the basketball player, man, short dude. Anyway, can't even think of his name, but knocked him out.
Kwame Brown.
Anyway,
shit, I don't know.
Nah, wait, Kwame Brown. It was now I gotta really think about it.
Close enough.
Damn, the short dude. He used to play with the Knicks, man, and won the dunk contest. Anyway, I digress. I mean, he knocked him. I can't even think of his name. But anyway, he's not fighting him. He's fighting his brother, apparently. And his brother seems bigger. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen, like, I guess the little promo, you know, I guess the wing. Mayweather does look small.
Man, that motherfucker on steroids.
Or something.
That boy is jacked all up in his back and shit. Like, man, that motherfucker on roids.
He looked like a big dude.
Matter of fact, the dude he was training with, Jean Pascal, he got tested, and that motherfucker popped for 3 steroids. So, like, yeah, that bitch hot. That piss is hot right now. He lucky it's just an exposition.
Yeah.
That motherfucker hot. He got all the drugs in him right now.
He looked like it, too. You know what I'm saying? So
he
that's the only
like
part
it.
That's
that
intriguing.
Yeah, well, he on the wrong steroid, though. Like, this the steroids he on is going to take away his oxygen. Like, damn, bitch, you could at least got some good shit. You just got some shit to look big.
Well, we'll see, but so apparently, you know, the rules for this fight, I it was on Twitter, so there's no winner or judges, you know what I'm saying, but I guess, you know, the people will
decide, it's an exhibition.
You know, Yes, yeah, exhibition. But KOs are allowed. So if somebody was to get knocked out, you know what I'm saying, that's a go. So, you know, of course you lost if you get knocked out, even though it's no winner or judges. And it's going to be 8 three-minute rounds, 12-ounce gloves, no headgear. And then the only precaution was Logan Paul couldn't weigh over 190 pounds. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? So I'll definitely
He came in pretty fucking close. He was already 34 pounds over.
Yeah. I mean, he looked big, man. That's the one thing about it. So it looked like
he looked big.
Some big shit, but Mayweather, you know, he's a showman now, especially at his age. Guys made money. We all discussed Mayweather ain't gonna take on no young up and comer. You know what I'm saying? No real true boxer that can really give him some gold just because of the age difference.
He retired.
Wait a minute.
Mayweather is retired. See, the fucking thing about it is when he was on his way out, he was fighting them young niggas like Canelo and shit. Everybody like, oh, you fought him too soon. Like, bitch, I didn't come for Canelo. Canelo came for me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying,
so like now all of a sudden, this motherfucker been retired for how many years now? Bitch, he in his
40s now. A couple years.
It's over.
Yeah, a couple years. Nah, but he still come out of retirement to do these exhibitions. What I'm just trying to say is,
that's the exhibition. That ain't no officially sanctioned match.
But if he lose, ain't nobody going to be talking about this in an exhibition. Mayweather get knocked out tonight, ain't nobody going to be talking on exhibition. Everybody will be talking about how Mayweather got knocked out. You know what I'm saying? And that's a loss.
But guess what? It don't count. It's like it ain't count for Apollo Creed to fight the fucking Russians, and he still died.
But you know, it's going to count in the streets if Mayweather get knocked out. But that ain't going to happen. But I'm saying if it was, you know what I'm saying? So the only point I was just trying to make is I understand what you're saying is totally true. That Mayweather is retired. I'm just saying Mayweather at his age now is not going to fight some young up-and-coming guy that's just doing his thing as a young, for real boxer, not no exhibition shit. Like, he's not going to do that now. But these little things where, some YouTuber that's making some noise and is popular with this young generation, that they like, you should fight Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a YouTube following. Mayweather looks at that as, that's easy money. You know what I'm saying? And he's white, so they automatically going to have the Great White Hope. You know what I'm saying? They just want to see if this guy can.
Great White Hope.
So Mayweather is, and I love how he just cashing in on that shit. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You throw a couple, like $100 million, you know what I'm saying? We put it on pay-per-view. Let's get it rocking. You know what I'm saying? So same thing how he did with Conor McGregor. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. So I'll definitely keep y'all posted and, give my full analyst of that next week. So that's happening. So we'll see how that goes. So speaking of, I guess, Mayweather, I think this fight is in Miami, I think, too. Usually Mayweather fights in Vegas. So speaking of Vegas, this is kind of interesting. That's on my Twitter feed. Shout out to Rick Ross, right? Rick Ross would be the rapper that would do some shit like this. So Rick Ross is set for a multi-year residency deal at one of these Vegas casinos. So that's going to be kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? Next time I'm in Vegas, let's go see Rick Ross at the residency.
Celine Dion put the boys on that shit. Everybody wants that Vegas, residency now.
J-Lo did it. What was the old Tonka Shane
Britney
guy? Britney Spears. Tonka Shane. What was that guy? Tonka Shane? I can't think of his name. They was an old 80s guy or whatever, 70s, 80s guy. But anyway, So Tonka Shane, everybody remember that old school song? Tonka Shane.
I remember Celine Dion starting that shit.
So that's dope, man. I can see Rick Ross. He got the personality for that. But I wonder if he's tired of just doing the same song every weekend or whatever the fuck he probably every Saturday night he got to perform. But that's some dollars, you know what I'm saying? I just probably give him like the penthouse suite, you know what I'm saying, one of those fancy-ass Vegas casinos, and, you know, just every Saturday night or Sunday night, whatever his night is, go see Rick Ross, you know, do his concert.
Man, let me just say this, man. I understand that 2020 has been a long year, you know what I'm saying? 2020 was a long ass fucking year. Everybody was stuck inside and all this other good shit. And I understand this ain't no different than in Alaska. You know what I'm saying? Because Alaska, it'd be dark for a few months, and when everybody, you know what I'm saying, go back outside, the crime picks up. But man, you cannot be fucking serious. As soon as they open up the world, every enemy you see, it's on sight. Man, there's just too many motherfuckers getting shot. You know what I'm saying? There's too many. Okay. I'm talking about motherfucker open up the city on Saturday. You see what I'm saying?
New Orleans?
And now you got 42 shooting.
In New Orleans?
Between Saturday and Sunday.
You talking New Orleans specifically, right? Okay. Yeah, put me
on.
Shit crazy.
But I'm just talking about all over all 50 fucking states. Yeah, 20 motherfuckers get shot in Florida, in Miami. You see what I'm saying? You got fucking little Dirk brother getting shot in the head and killed over the fucking weekend and all this other bullshit. Man, look. Man, you out here, you bitching and complaining about the fucking police shooting the motherfuckers. But God damn, as soon as you motherfuckers get outside, now all of a sudden you won't kill them? Man, come on, man.
Exactly.
Come on,
There's too much shit going on for this. I might sound like a jerk for saying it and being like a realist in my way, but that's why I can't get all down with this whole Black Lives Matter stuff, man, because if you really going to be all Black Lives Matter and all that other shit, you can't just be looking at the cops. You got to be looking at it when it's some black-on-black crime. You got to keep that same energy when it's black-on-black crime, you know what I'm saying? So I can't – it's just a narrative, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion.
But don't get me wrong. At the same time – I know how I was. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know how shit is out here or whatnot. So I understand the fact that this motherfucker been talking shit for the last 9, 10, 12 months or some shit.
And now you've been waiting to get on that ass.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So like I've always been a on-site type ass motherfucker. Beef ain't never squashed.
Yeah.
That's just how we was raised. Nigga, when I see you is when I see you.
The problem with that is
I can appreciate the mentality is when I see you is when I see you. But what I don't appreciate is when I see you, everybody that's around you getting hit. I just can't feel that one.
Wait, hold on. When I see you, everybody what? Say that again? I want to see what you
when
say.
I see you, everybody around you getting hit, I just can't appreciate that part.
You want me to tell you my opinion on that? Hold on.
I don't have a problem. If you walk up to the motherfucker, you gonna stab a nigga, and you gonna walk up to make a person, I'm okay with that. If you gonna walk up to the nigga, you know what I'm saying, pop him in the fucking chest, I'm okay with that shit too. But everybody around the motherfucker, man.
No, but see, now when you say that, the whole accidental murderers and shit like that, that's because half these people who, you know, be having guns on some street shit, they don't know how to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just have a gun and not go to the gun range and practice and you know, and know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That'd be the problem. So,
your statement is just a fucking excuse. I guarantee you the mentality has changed. Motherfuckers just don't give a fuck who around you now. Nigga, if somebody else get hit, you know what they say? Man, you should have ducked. You should have done.
That's sloppy. That's some bullshit.
That's why you gotta blame you.
You shouldn't have been around them. You can't be I'm just saying I'm not condoning.
Does not
exist. You know what I'm saying? We just having a conversation, but you got beef with somebody and you know, somebody's supposed to get hit and then somebody else, you don't even get the person you're supposed to get, and somebody else gets died, like, you know, a kid or some innocent bystander. That's not, you know, that's fucked up. Nah, that's fucked up. That's where you gonna get it, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit is fucked up. You fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
better luck next
true,
time. That's
true
mentality.
Gangster shit like that, that don't ride. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure if you're gonna do something,
gangster
you gotta deal
oh,
with
man,
the person.
Oh, man, these motherfuckers ain't on no more gangster,
anyway,
man.
But,
been
yeah. I digress. You know what I'm saying?
I digress too. Like,
I'm
now,
not putting
none
of that energy out there.
Nah, man, let that shit go. But like, man, don't go outside, man. Like, God damn, but we've been
stuck
inside
all year.
Nah,
my head is always on a swivel, you know, because I'm in Brooklyn. I mean, we got the gentrification here, but you still got to still, especially like when it's like little like especially like Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? They always had a little West Indian parade, man. That's always a good time, but you got to have your head on a swivel because there's always some shit happening. They got the Jubilee.
Man, the world
before,
has been peaceful, you know what I'm saying, up until they open up the fucking world again. Man, look.
I was on World Star today, right?
Man, World Star was peaceful during the fucking pandemic. Now that the pandemic is supposed to over, ain't nothing but fights on that bitch.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, especially the summertime, so you already know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah. That
so I hope everybody
can be
safe,
already.
Man. Because people just been locked up, man. So people, you know, and then people stress the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be careful.
Fuck
bad
somebody was. Bitch, I want my fucking candles, motherfucker.
Want your what?
I want my fucking candles. I want all my fucking candles and shit. And then fucking FedEx lost my shit. So then I had to call them, bitch. Like, oh, we're gonna send it to you again. All right, okay, cool, bitch. And then where is it at? I'm just there right now. My bad. I want my fucking camera.
I got you. We got about 6 minutes left. So another story is
that's
at 10 hours. Y'all
niggas don't understand that shit.
What?
Know what the fuck? I'm calling my fucking phone now. What the fuck?
So another quick story that happened. On some tennis type stuff, man. Naomi Osaka,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was in the news because all right. So here's the situation. So you got four Grand Slams. You got the Australian Open. You got the French Open. You have Wimbledon. You have U.S. Open. So those are the four major tournaments in tennis. So the French Open, which started like about a week ago, that's in Paris. And Naomi Osaka, you know, she's a big name. You know what I'm saying? She's the one that's been. She's the number one female in tennis.
Yeah, that's
the
one that's played Serena twice.
Yeah, she's been spanking Serena lately, you know what I'm saying? So she's the young gun. So anyway, apparently she made some money last year. I don't like to count other people's money, but between tennis and her endorsement, she made like $50 million. You know, she cashed out last year, you know what I'm saying? So with that, money's a little long, so she was just like, you know what? Going into this tournament, I just don't want to talk to the press. And she was like, you know, find me if you want. I don't care. I just don't want to talk to the press. I just want to come in, play tennis, and leave. You know what I'm saying? So she thought.
No, she was already having. She was already having mental health issues.
Yeah, but that's what. But I'm saying that's what she said at first, and then people wanted to know why you wanted to do press. Yeah.
No, everybody was already notified that she wasn't going to be doing no press releases due to the fucking mental health issues. All that shit was already done.
No, they didn't handle it. Believe me, I've been keeping track of this. So,
the bad thing about it is if you can actually say that, then that means you really ain't been paying attention because everybody was already notified beforehand.
Nah.
Now, let me tell you the story, but everybody was already notified beforehand that she wasn't going to be doing an interview due to the mental health shit because she didn't want to talk. Even if she won, she didn't want to talk.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then if it's from what you said, if it went down like that, then she would have been at the French Open because they would have just came to an agreement. But they didn't come to an agreement. So
no. We told those motherfuckers. They acted like, I don't care. We heard you and all this other bullshit. But when she didn't do that fucking meeting, when she didn't do the fucking interview, that's when they tried to find her. She's like, wait a minute, we already had this conversation. I told y'all what time it was.
Well, so what happened was they were going to start to find her, but then they were threatening to her. Like if she was going to do press, you know, instead of finding her, they was going to say, well, we might have to just expel you from the tournament. So before it got to that, she just withdrew. So, but moral of the story is what you just said was it was mental health. She said she was just feeling a lot of anxiety with talking, which is kind of interesting in a way because she's been using that to her benefit. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, she had an awesome last year. And I remember at the U.S. Open, you know, when the mask, you know, of course, I was at the height of COVID last year. U.S. Open is always like in August. But, you know, she was wearing a different, a mask. And a different mask had, I remember she had one that said George Floyd, another one that said Black Lives Matter, another one that said, so she was using the press in a way that was beneficial, you know what I'm saying? But I guess this tournament, she just, you know, got to the point that she didn't even want to do that anymore. So, but she was saying that she's been feeling anxiety and depressed depression ever since she beat Serena, ironically. Like, what type of shit is that? Like,
because that was her fucking, like, motherfuckers don't understand success is a dangerous thing.
That's
like,
true,
you say you
watch
tennis, but you already know, like, she hasn't been comfortable since she fucked around and beat Serena.
Yeah,
even in all the fucking interviews, you've seen that shit. She hasn't been comfortable since.
And we only got a minute left. But I guess now, because of expectations, so now she's coming in as, you know, she's not the surprise anymore. Like, everybody expects her to win a tournament or at least get to the final now. So I guess that's weighing on her. But we'll see how that shapes up. You know what I'm saying? I hope she comes back for a Wimbledon because, you know, she's a great. She's a new draw, you know, at women's tennis. So more on this story, you know, next week. We run out of time. But as always, I just want to shout out Black. That's another dope topic, man. I can't wait to that on this one, man. This was interesting. And shout out to Smooth on the check in. Shout out to me for the world famous chop up. If you missed the show, definitely check it out. You know what I'm saying? Black already been tweeted, so I'm gonna retweet it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Always follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk TWK. And if you want to put a face with the voice, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely on IG, MOBINS. So once again, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do. We talk our shit each Sunday night. So same time, same place next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.